Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 8:32, that time of year where you're never quite sure as to what day of the week it actually is. It's a Tuesday, our first working day back, but we're going to speak to Phil Rogers, just to confuse you, who's normally in on a Monday to chat to us about the various COVID numbers and stats. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Julian.
A happy new year as well. And we were sort of wondering as to when the first time to bring you back should be. And when we chatted briefly over email yesterday, I remember you telling me that actually, since we last spoke to you on air, numbers in Cambridge had fallen. That, however, was until yesterday's figures were published.
Yes, that's right. So we saw the peak about the last time I was on, which is about the 20th of December, so just a little bit before Christmas. And we've kind of had a gentle decline in Cambridge since then, but we did have quite a big day yesterday with 323 cases, which is the highest number we've had in a single day. But at the moment, there's quite a lot of up and down from one day to the next because the holidays are sort of disrupting the system a bit, and people have had some trouble getting hold of tests, so it's not really clear what the big picture is at the moment.
So those numbers could have been pushed forward, I guess, from the entire weekend, really, the Saturday, Sunday, and the holiday Monday as well.
Yes, that's right. I do still think we are a bit past the peak now in Cambridge, which isn't the case in England as a whole or in the rest of Cambridgeshire, where numbers are still going up. But I think we followed the pattern of London a little bit more, where they've also seen an earlier peak. So perhaps we're past the worst, but certainly numbers are coming down a lot more slowly than they went up.
And it's hospitalizations, isn't it? The ones that we keep an eye on. Do we have any new data there at the moment?
Yeah, so last week, hospitalizations at Addenbrookes, which I kind of keep a regular eye on, they were up about a third from the week before. We haven't yet had any data for this week, but we should get some later today. So I'll put that out on my Twitter feed. But we're looking at there is a significant increase, but we're still quite a long way down on where we were this time last year when there was a really big spike. But I think one of the challenges for Addenbrookes this time is staff absences, and we're going to see a lot more of those people who aren't necessarily going into hospital because they're sick, but the hospital staff because they have COVID and they have to self-isolate. That's going to be a big challenge for lots of hospitals.
Yeah, I know a couple of friends of mine, one of whom is a doctor at Addenbrookes, and you know, they've been out of circulation, tested positive, unfortunately, over Christmas, and you know, they're starting to think, well, you know, that they live out in the sticks and East Camps. It's like, well, hang on a moment, where can we get more tests from? Which is the other issue, which I think you alluded to earlier on.
Yes, we don't have a terribly clear picture on test availability. The numbers of tests being taken in Cambridge are down a bit, but you might just expect that over the holidays as well. And you do see stories that people have had trouble getting hold of lateral flow tests. Hopefully that'll sort of sort itself out as the new year progresses. But which way cases go now, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, I noticed that, you know, politicians who have been interviewed on this over the past few days are inventing new words and phrases not in common currency, which seems to suggest to me that there is a shortage. However many times they might say that, oh, if you check back on the website, you will be able to get some. You know, if you go on, you can't get a pack sent to you in the post. That kind of suggests there's some sort of shortage, or at least something in the supply chain getting them through to people, although I guess people can pop in to some local pharmacies. They may have some supplies.
Yes, I mean, you do see people posting signs of no tests available here, but on the other hand, there are definitely some tests available because Cambridge people are continuing to do about 2,000-3,000 tests a day, and that is coming through. So there is a reasonable amount of availability out there.
Let's have a look, if we can, at the age groups here, because Christmas is an interesting one. People meeting, I guess, more across the generations, but at the same time, not going to school and not going to work. It's almost like a self-imposed isolation period, isn't it?
Yes, we've seen quite a clear picture among the age group data. It's really been people in their 20s, 30s and 40s where most of the cases have been in Cambridge recently, and particularly in the 20s. And you might think, oh, well, that's the students. But actually, the big rise in that number came after the end of term, after a lot of students had left town. And that is coming back down again now. And we saw a similar rise in people in their 30s and 40s, and that sort of leveled off and maybe starting to come down a bit. Slightly more worrying aspect is there has been quite a rise in the over 60s, and they're the sort of more vulnerable group. The numbers are smaller, but the rate adjusted for population is increasing. So we hope that doesn't turn into too many hospitalizations.
No, of course. Any ideas as to the reasoning behind that? Because I would have thought the over 60s, they're the group most likely to have got the full set of vaccinations.
That's right. I think we're seeing probably a bit of vaccine escape. It's again a bit difficult.
So vaccine escape, is that where people explain that one for us, Phil?
So that's where if you've had maybe two shots, then the Omicron variant is less sort of deterred by that, if you like,
okay.
And it's easier for it to overcome it. So I think as the booster shots come in, we should see that number come down. But even so, just because of the very big transmissibility, we'll likely see more cases. And exactly how much that spreads among the older age groups, we'll have to see. And it's worth stressing that the actual numbers are a lot less than the 20s, 30s and 40s.
Right, now that's interesting and good to know as well. And you mentioned this a little bit earlier, the Cambridge numbers compared to elsewhere in the county. Is there, I just wondered if there was a London effect of sorts, of people in Cambridge more likely to head to London than people elsewhere, and maybe, I don't know, picking it up whilst taking part in some revelry, or what might be the reason?
I think maybe it's less people coming to and from London, and perhaps more the sort of demographics of Cambridge are a bit more like London. We have a generally younger population. We're a more international city than certain other parts of Cambridgeshire. Mm. So the picture overall that we're seeing is the Cambridge numbers went up. They went up faster than the rest of the county, and they are now coming down while the rest of the county is still going up. And how long that'll go on for, again, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, no, we shall see. It's very interesting. I don't know if you've been out and about much over Christmasville. I've kind of bunkered down for most of the time. But I was sort of wandered into town yesterday, and it seemed a lot busier than previous times where I've been. In the run-up to Christmas, it was definitely quiet. But yesterday, whilst it wasn't necessarily packed, it was a lot busier than it had been on previous occasions.
Yeah, I haven't been in town much. I've been out for a few walks. I enjoyed the Festival of Muddy Dogs at Milton Country Park yesterday. And
Festival of Muddy Dogs. What's that
well,
about? That's what it says on the tin, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of very muddy dogs wandering around and having a good time nosing about. So certainly people are out and about.
Interesting. Right. Well, Phil, thank you very much for your time. And we will no doubt speak to you next week, back to Monday, and we'll get the regular update then.
Okay, look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Phil. And I could quickly mention Alex has texted in whilst we were chatting to Phil there, and she was saying her experience, no trouble in getting tests online. They release them at various points in the day. So the suggestion is that if you don't necessarily, if you go on and you can't get on the site, I don't know what message that might give in, then go back later, and there's a good chance that you'll get some of those online tests, the tests which you can order online, and they can pop in the post to you. I know I've done that a couple of times myself. It's interesting in the news over the weekend of the difficulties of, I think there's only the one firm which is supplying these things at the moment. It's a Chinese firm, of course, whereas in continental Europe, or whatever we're supposed to call it now, there are packs which are made in the UK and have been approved over here, which is ridiculous. I think Cambridge firm is involved in that as well. Anyway, our thanks to Phil Rogers. If you came in halfway through and missed some of that, you'll be able to get the details on the website a little bit later on, or perhaps search Cambridge Breakfast on Spotify and hear our latest interviews there.
Cambridge 105 Radio.